Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the 21st Perek of Shmuel Beis. So at this point in time, this story that is about to occur is actually outside of the context of everything that we've read up till now. David HaMelech has just finished recovering from two rebellions, one of Avshalom and one of Sheva ben Bichri. At this point in time, another story happens. It's a bit of a tragic story. Unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of tragic stories at this point in the story. And that is that at this point in time, there is a famine which affects the nation of Israel for 3 years. Now, just looking at the story of Israel and the water in the last few months, we see how serious it is when there's no rain. And so David HaMelech knows that this is not simply a natural disaster, this is a spiritual disaster. He knows that there's something that the nation of Israel owes because of this. So David HaMelech searches out the word of Hashem, and he is told that it's because El Shaul V'El Beis HaDamim. It's because the house of Shaul and the house of blood, Asher Hemis is a Givonim, because he killed the Givonim. The Givonim, remember, are this nation who are a slave nation to Israel. They made a contract with Israel. They pretended to be a nation from far away in the book of Yahushua. Then Israel accepted them and then made them into water carriers and wood hewers to be their servants because of their trickery. But they were also protected under the law of Israel. So apparently Shaul had killed him. So David HaMelech summons the Givonim and he says, "Well, what should we do?" So and they explained that Shaul had killed them, that Shaul had killed them earlier times. So David HaMelech says, "Well, what's there to do about this? What can I do? How can we atone for this that we can all have rain?" So the Givonim said, "No, it's not money. It's not gold we're looking for. You know what we want? You give over the remaining children of Shaul, and we're gonna hang them up. They're going to in front of Hashem and in Givat Shaul, and that will be the atonement for what Shaul did to us." And David HaMelech gives them over, and that's in fact what happens. He gives over. He spares Mephibosheth ben Yonatan because he made a contract with Yonatan, but nonetheless he gives up two of the children of Ritzpah. Ritzpah was one of the wives of Shaul HaMelech. We met her earlier when there was accusations between her and Avner. And he gives up five children from Bimichal, who were born to Adriel, the son of Barzillai, from Mechola. And that's what they did. They hanged them up to die, and they hanged them and killed them. And Ritzpah tragically stood there, waving away the birds of prey from taking the corpses of her children. Very tragic scene. And at this point in time, when David HaMelech hears what Ritzpah had done for her children, he goes and exhumes the remains of Shaul and Yonatan, who are buried in Yavesh Gilad. After, remember, they were murdered, or they murdered themselves in the battle against the Plishtim at Har Gilboa. And he goes and takes the remains and reburies them in Yerushalayim, towards Yerushalayim, near the area of where Kish was buried. That's Shaul's father, and he gives them the requisite hesped, and the rain returns to the land. Very sad story. The Perek continues to describe that the end of the Perek is that David HaMelech continues his war against the Philistines, and there's a few people that the Perek tells us about who he fights, and some pretty heavily armed and pretty ferocious people who we're told him he fights about. He's fighting in an area called Nov, and he's fighting against these children of a lady called Harapha. Harapha is a giantess, apparently. And she has a number of children, and he's fighting against one of her children, whose name is Yishbi, who's a very fearsome fellow. And Avishai comes and helps David in that battle. And afterwards, Avishai and the people say to David, "David, you can no longer fight. You're no longer fighting. You go back to the palace because Olai Tikhoveh es Ner Yisrael. We don't want the glimmer or the flame of Israel to be extinguished anymore. You go back to the palace." And that's in fact what happens. This is the last battle that David fought. And then the Perek goes on to describe some of the other battles that were fought by David's soldiers against some fearsome people, and how they killed him. They killed the brother of Goliath and all a whole bunch of other Philistines. then the other four children of this lady called Harapha, they killed in Gat, and they vanquished the Philistine at least momentarily. When we look at this Perek as a whole, that was actually the summary of the Perek. There's a few points to consider when looking at it, and there's some really concerning issues, as is clear. Number one is when did Shaul HaMelech kill the Givonim? Let's be honest. Do we remember when learning through Sefer Shmuel Aleph, any point that Shaul HaMelech went on a relentless rampage against these Givonites? Not clear at all. So the Mefarshim, the Ma'ari Kra, Rav Sadia Gaon, explain in most tragic terms that yes, there was one sin in Shaul's life which was unaccounted for. There was one thing which he did not get his due meats for, and that was the massacre of the city of Nov. And in the city of Nov, says the Ma'ari, lived the Givonim. Now, whether he killed them along with massacring the Kohanim of Nov, or whether they were in fact the servants of the people of Nov, and therefore they had no longer sustenance and they died because of losing their jobs, nonetheless, this is ultimately the swing round of the final sin of Shaul, which was the massacre of Nov. Very terrible, very sad description of what comes full circle here. You may have noticed that it says that Michal had five children from Adriel. Now, let's be clear, Michal was David's wife. And even when David was in exile, Michal was pseudo-married to another fellow called Palti ben Laish, but she was not married to Adriel. If you look carefully in Sefer Shmuel of Perek Yud Ches, you'll notice that Adriel is, in fact, the brother-in-law of Michal. He is the husband of Merav, the sister of Michal. Which means to say that, as all the Mefarshim say, is that Michal did not have any more children. These were, in fact, the children of her sister, who she adopted and brought up as her own. Which, by the way, gives us another inkling into the tragedy of this. He has David HaMelech, in a certain sense, sending his own foster children, in a sense, to the gallows. That's how hard it is. David HaMelech clearly knows this because of how could he do this. So it seems pretty clear from here that the Urim V'Tumim, it's Lifnei Hashem, it's in front of God. The Urim V'Tumim are expressing clearly this is the only way out, is for the restitution of the Givonites over here. The Gemara in Yevamos points out that this is such a cruel way of getting justice that these Givonites display, that the Gemara says that anybody who displays such cruelty in life, you have to check to see that they may not be Jewish, because it's not possible for a person to be this cruel and to be Jewish, to want this kind of revenge. This is because the Gemara says the three hallmarks of being Jewish is Rachmanim, Baishanim, V'Goyim Lechassadim. Rachmanim is people who have mercy, Baishanim people who have shame, and people who give kindly. And this is clearly not what the Givonites are displaying here. One thing which is really interesting is, why is it that at this moment in time David thinks of reinterring Shaul and Yonatan? Why now? So the Metzudas, David says, on a simple level, well, he saw how far Rizpah went to preserve the bodies of her children, so he thought, wait a second, maybe we didn't do the due justice when it came to the bodies of Shaul and Yonatan. But the Metzudas, David then says one point which is actually reframes this entire parak, very simply. And that is the following. The Mitzvah David says, when did the rain come back? The rain only came back once he reinterred Shaul and Yonatan, which means that the famine wasn't over here to settle the debts of the Givonim. That's not why the famine was here, because otherwise the water should have come back immediately after hanging up the children of Shaul, and their revenge was settled. Clearly, the reason why there was a famine over here was because there was a debt on the house of Shaul, and that debt hadn't been filled. There was something wrong. Shaul and Yonatan couldn't really enter into the realm in their dimension in the realm of the world to come until full restitution had been taken place. What David HaMelech was doing over here was not for the Givonim. What David HaMelech was doing over here was for the base Shaul HaMelech, which could enter Olam Haba in a perfect state. The most terrible, the most terrifying way, but nonetheless, this is how the tallies were finally sorted out, and Shaul could be put to rest in a respectable fashion, remembered for all generations as the tzaddik that he was. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.